My name is Danielle Villalobos. I am 17 years old. Today is November the 28th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Joseph Alvarado, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in San Antonio, Texas.
Hello.
Okay, Grandpa. What advice would you give to a first-time voter?
Make sure which party you want to vote for. Make sure the candidate is well qualified. Those two.
For you, what issues do you consider when choosing a candidate?
Qualifications of a candidate.
What kind?
What kind of what?
What kind of qualifications do you look for?
I want to make sure that if I vote for him, he could do a good job as to what he's running for. If he's going to be a nuthead, I won't vote for him.
For you, what was it like to vote for the first time?
I really don't remember.
No?
No.
All right.
Too long ago.
Do you remember what job you had as a teenager?
I was a busboy, twice. And I was just a busboy.
If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
A police officer. I always wanted to be a police officer. And I was. And I became a police officer. And I retired 32 years later.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
No.
Why not?
I didn't think they were pleasant enough.
With our family, what are your favorite family holidays?
Christmas, New Year's, and if any, graduation from my kids, my grandkids.
Why are those your favorite?
Because it's family time. Family time to get together. Because during the year, we don't get together very often.
What do you see as our family's legacy? Come on, just tell me.
Ready? Go ahead, touch it.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't understand the question very good, but I'll try to answer it as best I can. The legacy of the Alvarados as to keeping my last name going, which is going to be hard with my granddaughters, but my son's working on it.
Yeah. Where were our ancestors born?
San Luis Potosí, Mexico.
When did they move to the U.S.?
Early 1900s.
Where did they move to?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Here's a good question. Do you feel affected by this recent election?
Yes, I do.
How so? Okay, so finish telling me how you feel affected by this recent election. I know you have something to say about this one.
I voted for the president because I liked his ideas, and I didn't like Hillary's ideas. She's a rich woman. Well, so is Donald. But he got his money working, and she got her money by being donated and charging outrageous fees for speaking. Donald is not qualified to be president. He has no experience, and he's making a fool out of himself. But I still voted for him better than voting for Hillary, because I don't like her, period.
Over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues? If so, which ones and why?
The recent controversy with the NFL players kneeling and not being grateful for our country, for what the country has given them, the ability to earn money, to respect the flag, the anthem, the president. Whether you like the president or not, you should respect the man. You should not criticize him, even though he's not qualified. Period.
What do you have to say to those who defend NFL players, saying that it's a freedom of speech?
Is their freedom of speech is true, guaranteed by the Constitution. But they're also, in the eyes of the United States people that like football, and there's a place for their demonstration against the president, because I think it's the president they're against. There's a place for it, but not on national TV in front of thousands of people that go pay their money to see him kneel. No. They get paid good money, and they just don't respect anybody.
I agree. Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them?
First of all, I'd like to say that I love them, all of them, how many there are in generations. I hope there are plenty of them. Make the right decisions. Find the right person that would love you, take care of you. Take care of your mom. Take care of your dad. Your grandparents, if you can, if they're still alive, which I doubt. But make the best of life, best education you can get, and may God bless you.
Do you have any wisdom or advice that you would like to share with them?
No.
Okay. What are your hopes and wishes for me?
For you?
For me.
My wish and hopes for my Wera is that she, though, is going, wants to go to college out of state up to Washington, D.C., which is her preference. I don't like it, but I'll go along with her. That's what she wants. May God bless her for doing that. And may she get good grades, graduate with a good whatever. And she comes back home as a good lawyer. Not a shyster lawyer, but a good lawyer. And that she takes care of her mom.
How about for my kids?
I hope you have 10,000 of them.
Oh my God. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I wasn't a good father at the start. I realized that. But as I grew older, I got to see what I was doing and I tried to change my ways, which I think I did. It cost me 2 marriages. The third one didn't count. As a good father, grandfather, uncle, great-great-uncle, great-grandfather, and for them not to forget me.
I think you're the best.
I am the best.
I know we already talked about this, but when were you in the military?
I was in the military. I joined in 1966 December. 6 years later, in February 72, I got out of the service. By that time, I was a police officer because I joined the department in 69 and was reserves from 69 to 72.
What branch did you serve in?
U.S. Army.
Why did you choose to join the military?
Because I was going to get drafted. So might as well join.
Can you tell me about some of the people you served alongside?
It's been a long time. Mostly hillbillies. No, I can't. I can't.
If given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Why?
Because this country has given me a lot. And I would be protect for my family. Not over here, but over the other side.
Do you believe that you've already met your soulmate?
No.
No? Do you believe that you've already met the love of your life?
No.
How about your wedding day? Tell me about that.
It was a good day. It was a good day. We had a good wedding. We had a good reception. A good celebration afterwards. It was a good day. 1966.
Tell me about your happiest moments together that you remember.
With who?
Remember?
Huh?
Whomever.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
Okay. Okay, last 2 questions. Describe to me how you first met your partner. Whichever one.
We went to a drive-in downtown. I don't remember the name of it. And my brother and I were in a car, and the person that I married was in another car with some girlfriends. We started talking, invited them for soda water. That was way back then. And we hit it off, just got together, got married later on.
What have you learned from your experience being married or from your partner?
What I learned is to be faithful, a good husband, a good father, grandfather, and not take anything for granted.
And that concludes the Great Thanksgiving Listen with Joseph Alvarado.